In a time when many young artists are looking to find their voice in Barbados, the region and the world, one local group is dedicated to helping and developing contemporary artists. Founding Director of Freshmill Art Platform Inc., Annalie Davis, says the non-profit organization was founded about 2 years ago and it provides a supportive structure for young artists.
We're a Caribbean non-profit artist-led interdisciplinary organization that is supporting young creative talent and interested really in supporting or cultivating excellence in the arts. And our main focus is looking at emerging talent. So really looking at young creatives and trying to find ways in which we can support young people working in the visual arts specifically. But we have had kind of cross-cultural collaborations with people working in theatre or music, performance, film. But the main focus really is looking at the visual arts. We're located in St. George on a working dairy farm. We have a small physical space that we work out of, and that includes a small reading room called the Colleen Lewis Reading Room, and that's something we're really trying to develop. So we've got just over 1,000 books that are focusing largely on the arts and trying to expand that to become a reading room that has more focus on contemporary practice. So a space that really functions for bringing people together, screenings, conversations, very, very small exhibitions, public events. So that's the kind of space that we are, a place that gives people permission to think and to make and to create and to converse and to come together.
Ms. Davis says they also host a number of events, and coming up on Thursday night will be Fresh Milk 13.
We have on the platform for the month of October a visiting artist from New York of Guyanese extraction. Her name is Damali Abrams and she works in performance and video. She's been working with Fresh Milk for the last 6 months, conducting interviews with performance artists based in New York and in the Caribbean. And every month she's been posting 10-minute videos in conversation with them about performance around issues related to anxiety, audience, romance, a number of issues. And what she's been doing since she's been here is now reframing that footage and producing a full-length documentary. Or when I say full-length, we're probably looking at a 45-minute documentary on performance that's looking at these conversations between New York-based and Caribbean-based performance artists. So she will be screening that documentary and speaking about her residency. She just came back from Grenada, so we shared her residency with an entity in Grenada called Groundation Grenada, run by Malaika Brooks-Smith-Lowe, and she went in and did a workshop there. Her presence here has been supported by the U.S. Embassy, so they have facilitated her coming in and supporting her time on the ground. In addition to that, we're launching a new public gallery space. It's called the Fresh Milk Art Board, and it's about a 7-foot square billboard that's situated in a field of cows that runs alongside a public road, and we're launching that as a new public gallery. And our image that's launching the Fresh Milk Art Board is an image commissioned. We commissioned a young BCC graduate by the name of Evan Avery, and so he has produced an image specifically for the Fresh Milk Art Board. We're also going to launch the Fresh Milk Virtual Map of Caribbean Art Spaces, and it's on our website, freshmilkbarbados.com, and it's a fabulous map. We've received support from the Maria Holder Memorial Trust for that, and we've been doing research and we're trying to log all of the Caribbean art spaces from the 19th century till the present time in the French, Spanish, Dutch and English speaking Caribbean, so that you can go into this map and you can look for tertiary level art institutions, museums, contemporary galleries, artist-led initiatives and publications. So we're very excited about that becoming a tool of research for CSEC CAPE students, for students at BCC, the EBCCI, for professionals, for people further afield, to see that the Caribbean is not a blank slate. There's a lot happening in the arts, and this is as a way that can create knowledge and bring people together. And then finally, we're going to be screening a selection from Independent Curators International out of New York. It's a program called Project 35. and that is a program that's been put together by 35 curators from around the world, and we've been invited by an artist and curator out of Trinidad, Christopher Cozier, who's one of the curators, to screen a selection of these video shorts. So they might be like 4 minutes in length. And then we're going to be showcasing new acquisitions into the Colleen Lewis Reading Room, new shelving, new books, and we've just applied the Dewey classification system to our book collection, which means it's easier to use. So we're kind of excited to share all of those things on Thursday night.
Ms. Davis adds that while the success of some artists in getting their work out to a wider cross-section of viewers may depend on personality, she admits that the Caribbean often lacks a supportive environment when it comes to the arts.
Some people are more comfortable being aggressive in terms of trying to get their work out. Not everyone has that kind of disposition. But I think the biggest challenge really is that you find a lot of artists in the Caribbean are functioning in an immature creative economy. So we don't have the supportive professions that have been constructed around the creative act. We don't have, for example, you know, these sort of branded museums, curators, galleries, historians, prizes, art fairs, biennials happening in Barbados and much of the Anglophone Caribbean. So the artists have traditionally been forced to do much of everything to get their work out. And there's also a sense of isolation. So when I've got my graduates from BCC, within 6 months they come and they say, I feel very isolated, I miss the feedback from the tutors and my peers. So I think it's a combination of not having a mature industry to glide into and to function within and to find that as a supportive network, and a sense of isolation, that they leave a supportive space like the BCC or maybe the EBCCI, and all of a sudden they're supposed to produce work on their own without a national gallery in place, without a lot of support for contemporary practitioners. And I should say that Fresh Milk is really looking at supporting contemporary artists who are pushing the boundaries in terms of how do we define art, what are the more cutting edge ways to work, you know, what is it that people are thinking about in new and innovative ways. So Fresh Milk is trying to respond to that void and that lack, and to be one of the only spaces in Barbados that's really trying to support contemporary creatives and those that have left the tertiary level institution.
Looking at the Cultural Industries Development Bill, Ms. Davis says Fresh Milk would like to create a collaborative relationship with the government and the Ministry of Culture to see how it can access benefits to help artists.
I think that there have been concerns expressed about a single authoritative voice sort of having to make decisions about all applications that are coming in for anything. I think people in the visual arts community have expressed some concern about, you know, whether or not this really is going to be supportive and what is it going to do for the visual arts. So I think it's a good move in that the state is actually going ahead and drafting a piece of legislation. I think that we probably need to have even more discussion about it. I think that probably from the ministry's side, they probably feel maybe there's been too much discussion. It's been taking too long to be actually passed. But I think that we need to be really concerned. I mean, at one point, there was a feeling that it was weighted too heavily to the film industry and that, you know, the other industries were not being given as much attention to detail, or some people feel as though that, you know, the government is looking at the arts as a new cash cow and not thinking enough about development. So I think that if this passes, that we need to continue to have conversations about how we can work together in these particular kinds of times across the private sector, the public sector, the not-for-profit sector, and make sure that everyone that's working in the creative economies are being able to access some kind of support through the Cultural Industries Development Bill.
Founding Director of Fresh Milk Art Platform, Inc., Annalee Davis. And I'm Stacey Brathwaite for the Evening Edition.